Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. A noisy protest at a medical center and a Democratic convention wrap-up. That's all ahead. But first, 1 year after a mass shooting at a biker bar in Trevico Canyon in Orange County, Pete DeVetrio reports those who lost friends there at the Cook's Corner going to be gathered in their memory. Pete.
The motorcycles are already lined up outside Cook's Corner. Many people inside washing away road dust from a ride, some having something to eat. But no doubt, there are those who remember 1 year ago when a retired Ventura police officer entered, pulled out two guns, and shot wounded his ex-wife, then kept shooting, killing three people and wounding six more. That man was later killed by Orange County Sheriff's deputies. Tonight, people will be here holding a candlelight vigil. Cook's Corner manager Rhonda Palmieri says she's not sure how many people may attend. Remembering those who are victims, though, can bring some closure.
Everybody here is so close and so tight-knit that it's good for our community and our staff and the folks that were here to get together and talk and be able to talk about that night. It's not good to hold things in and just kind of remember all our beautiful friends who were slain.
Rob, call it what you will. Perhaps the simplest explanation for a vigil is to reassure the living that those they lost lived a life of value, of love, and a sense of being free spirits who brought light into the lives of friends.
Thanks, Pete. Hundreds of workers gave UCLA Medical Center no peace today. They picketed loudly over an impasse in negotiations. Karen Adams was there.
The security, dietary, housekeeping, and patient care workers with AFSCME Local 3299 marched carrying signs here outside UCLA Medical Center with a clear message.
Hey, we don't get a contract, you don't get no peace. If we don't get no housing, you don't get no peace.
Monica Martinez, a worker here, says they've been negotiating since January and have gotten nowhere with the university on housing, wages, affordable health care, and job security. Jacob Miles Creer says it's frustrating to say the least.
I actually commute from Fuller down to Los Angeles, West Los Angeles, UCLA, every single day, 2 hours each trip. I can't afford to live close to where I work, and that's something that continues to take a toll on my car, on my mental health, and my overall well-being. I work very hard here for the university, and it should be rewarded with fair wages and housing security.
This was a one-day picket, but workers here say with no new talk scheduled, there could be more. At UCLA, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Now, UCLA says it's met with the union 10 times since January, offering proposals including historic wage increases and health care credits. It is very probable that a Sun Valley Hoarder property off Latuna Canyon Road is soon going to get an unscheduled visit from a city cleaning crew with some help from the LAPD. The city got a court order after a failed appeal to stop the cleanup by the owner. Craig Figner, track of the story.
The city of Los Angeles, along with help from the LAPD, has the authority to enter this so-called hoarder property off Latuna Canyon Road in Sun Valley, enter the property, it's 6 acres in size, and begin cleaning it up. And the document filed in court also includes an inventory of the junk on the property, more than 100 abandoned vehicles. There's some junk that's labeled as toxic. There's a boat. There's a partially burned building or a house. And again, what is interesting here is no notice needed. They just can only show up between 8 in the morning and 6 in the evening for the process of cleanup. Unclear if the city is going to do this by surprise or give a courtesy notice, but we now know that the authority exists to begin taking action.
That property's gotten a whole bunch of violation notices dating all the way back to March of 2019. Long Beach has joined L.A. in having trouble hiring more police officers. John Baird's got the story.
For emergency calls, the response time here in Long Beach now averages just under 6 minutes for an officer to arrive on scene. That's up a minute and a half over 3 years ago, and it may take as long as an hour for an officer to respond to a non-emergency call. That's up 20 minutes. That, according to the Long Beach Post, residents tell me that's not good.
No, there's a lot of issues that need to be tackled in Long Beach, and I do feel like, you know, that response time is really, really important. So
crime's high. We got to get the officers out there on the scene fast.
The city is now offering incentives of more than $50,000 for new officers and nearly $80,000 to bring officers over from other departments to try to beef up the police force and bring down the response times.
We have to come up with a solution because we just have to get these response times in line.
LAPD is facing similar issues, a chronic shortage of officers, longer response times, and difficulties hiring more people to fill the ranks. I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
July was a good month for LA Metro. Ridership jumped more than 8%. People were taking buses and trains to get around. Tracy Smith, Metro's Director of Communications, says weekday and weekend ridership went up as more people used it to get around to various sporting, holiday, and cultural events.
4th of July fireworks at Gloria Molina and Grand Park. And then we also had multi-day events, the Anime Expo, K-Con, and RuPaul's Drag Con, which took place downtown at the Convention Center in Crypto. .com arena, and folks just used Metro. It was easy. They got to where they needed to go, and they could use it multiple days at a very reasonable rate.
Metro says it had more than 25 million boardings on its buses and trains in July.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye. Well, a big week in politics ends. Now a bigger election season begins. We're going to go in depth with a live interview. Also, we're going to be telling you about a new unarmed force going out to help people with mental health issues and also the homeless. That's all on the way. But first, a big week in politics wrapped up with an independent presidential candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., dropping out today and endorsing former President Trump. This comes after the Democratic National Convention finished last night with Vice President Harris making her case in front of a very loud, very energetic crowd in Chicago. With us now is UC Irvine political science professor Louis DeCipio. And thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
So first of all, let's talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. dropping out. There was a feeling among a lot of people, given where some of the PAC money was coming from, that RFK was always in this as a spoiler for Trump to try to siphon votes away from Joe Biden. But it didn't work out that way. That started showing that he was taking some more votes from Trump. And now that he's joined the Trump campaign, doesn't that seem to confirm for a lot of people that that was always the way it was meant to be?
I think it does. Mr. Kennedy, spoke to both the far left and the far right, but ultimately he was getting his money from the right, and that's probably where the impetus behind his campaign came from.
The Trump campaign having some trouble for a while dealing with kind of a moniker that's been attached to them by the Democrats that seems to have taken hold, at least in the case of the vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance. But they're fighting off that weird thing, right? And with RFK Jr. joining the ticket, is he going to help Trump with the weird label?
Well, I think he may reinforce it. Some of the positions that he's taken don't make a lot of sense. And then as he's presented himself, you know, dropping a bear cub in Central Park in New York, haven't reinforced that he's the traditional kind of candidate. So, you know, I don't think in the short term this is terribly helpful for the Trump campaign. But, you know, in November, when we may have a state decided by 10 or 20,000 votes, those additional votes from Kennedy could make all the difference.
Now, let's go to the Democratic convention, which just wrapped up. One of the complaints against Kamala Harris is that campaign has been very light on policy so far as explaining and laying out what the policy is going to be. She did lay out some policy positions during her acceptance speech. Is that going to be enough, or has she got more work cut out for her ahead?
Yeah, I think the acceptance speech last night was a first step and an important first step. But she will be asked both through interviews with the media that she's committed to and then in the debates that are coming up in just a couple of weeks to offer more specifics. The evidence from last night is that she has that ability to lay out specifics, but we'll see when push comes to shove.
All right, the next big event is, if it happens, is September the 10th. That's a debate in a couple of weeks. Kamala Harris going head-to-head with Donald Trump. Do you expect that debate to happen, or do you think something's going to happen to derail it? And what do you make of Kamala Harris taking some time off the campaign trail this weekend, we hear, to prep for that debate?
I do think it's going to happen because both candidates need it. The race is very, very close, not just in the Electoral College, but in the popular vote. So there's an advantage for each campaign. I think each campaign also thinks that their candidate is a slightly better debater than they may actually be. So there's an enthusiasm going into the debate. I think it's very wise that Vice President Harris takes some time to prepare. And that's where she'll be, you know, learning or practicing some of those policy specifics that she will use as part of her case for herself in the debate.
Some of Donald Trump's success in politics stems from the fact he's been able to define his opponents. It did work against Hillary Clinton. It did work against some of his Republican opponents during primaries. It did not work quite so much against Joe Biden, although some of the complaints he made did kind of stick. The Trump campaign seems to be having trouble defining Kamala Harris. Do you think that he will be able to latch onto something that'll stick before we get to Election Day?
Well, he'll latch on to something that works for him. And that's important because he'll be able to communicate that to his base voters. He hasn't been very successful, though, at understanding the Harris candidacy and the appeal that it's having, not just to Democrats, but to a significant share of independent voters. I think it's important for him not to tag her with a name, but to focus on some of her policy weaknesses. And he doesn't seem to be able to do that, at least so far.
UC Irvine political science professor Louis Escipio, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The big story
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Early reviews are in for Kamala Harris and the DNC. Even some old school Republicans admitting the Democrats had a very good week in Chicago. Veteran Republican strategist Mike Murphy helped run campaigns for Mitt Romney, John McCain and Arnold Schwarzenegger, tells KNX that the new version of Kamala Harris has left him impressed.
I think she should put in an application to win most improved candidate because her 2019 primary race was pretty awful. But I think there's a perfect storm of good things happening for her, and she deserves part of that credit. One, there's such relief in the Democratic Party that Joe Biden, who's beloved, but there was deep fear he would lose to Donald Trump, is out. So there's kind of a tornado funnel of incredible enthusiastic energy that has picked her up and put her into orbit. And she has done a very good job not making any mistakes, managing that really well.
Harris looked to strike a positive but very tough tone in her acceptance speech last night.
My mother had another lesson she used to teach. Never let anyone tell you who you are. You show them who you are.
And Mike Murphy tells us that she pulled that off well.
Her speech was very strategic. It pushed her to the center. It established her as tough on national security. They're literally getting to Trump's right flank on that. I think it's going to work. And they portrayed her as the change candidate because the Trump campaign wants to say, you hate inflation, you want to fire Biden. Well, here's his right hand. You better fire her. But she has created enough of her own identity as change forward, middle class economics, all the stuff to her advantage, that that attack is not as potent as it might have been if she had just run as his partner in all things. So you saw a huge framing pivot, I thought very well pulled off by her in that speech. And if they can keep prosecuting it, they have every ingredient they need to run a winning presidential campaign.
And how will Donald Trump respond? Well, we got a little glimpse of it last night when he called into Fox News right after Harris's speech.
Now, she's not having success. I'm having success. I'm doing great with the Hispanic voters. I'm doing great with black men. I'm doing great with women because women want safety. They want safety. And they don't have safety when they have somebody allowing 20 million people into our country, many of them very dangerous people. No, it's only in your eyes that they have that, Martha. We're doing very well in the polls. We're leading in most of the polls.
And Mike Murphy says the Trump campaign staff has a lot of work ahead to keep the candidate on message in the weeks ahead.
Most campaigns at this point have one incredibly hard question to wrestle with. What do we do? How do we change our strategy for the new situation? How do we take back control of the race? The Trump campaign has two hard questions. One, the thing I just mentioned, what are we going to do? What are we going to say? What's our message? And two, how do we get our insane candidate to, you know, get on a 3x5 card and follow that message? And right now, I don't know if they've answered number one, which is hard enough, and getting him not to do these crazy old man meltdowns that are killing him, it seems impossible.
Murphy was at the Democratic convention all week. He says he's never heard Democrats as unified and disciplined as they have ever been this week.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.